This is Susan DeBrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Woody Tesh. Woody is the founder of the company called Slow Money, and he is the author of the book Inquiries into the Nature of Slow Money, Investing as if Food, Farms, and Fertility Mattered. Woody is appearing along with Michael Brownlee at the launch of a joint venture between the Wilkinson Public Library and the New Community Coalition. The program is called Building Common Ground. Woody, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So did you start out life as an old paradigm investor, steal from the rich, give to the rich, Romney type of investor, or were you always about investments with a heart and soul?
How do you answer that question? I would say I never really bought into the old thing. I did do traditional venture capital for a while, but this was in the early and mid-'80s, at the time when, you know, this may sound a little goofy to put it this way, when $10 million was a real amount of venture capital. Now it's barely one part of one transaction, right? But so it was so small scale and so non-highfalutin compared to what it is today. It's almost hard to say it was the same industry, but even when I was doing that, I kind of came in as an entrepreneur trying to restart a company, met this little very high-quality one-family venture firm. They decided not to fund my company because it was, quote, too small, even if it worked, unquote. And that was, I won't go into the rest of those details, but so I came in with a little bit of a chip on my shoulder on why did everything have to be so big? Why couldn't we find a way to invest in small, high-quality things, blah, blah, blah. And then pretty soon thereafter got involved with the Jesse Smith Noyes Foundation in New York and then an angel group called Investor Circle, which are angels doing double or triple bottom line investing. So I've pretty much for the last 30 years been kind of on a little bit of a tangent, if you will, from traditional investing along the lines of socially responsible green investing.
Okay, thank you. What were or are, because they may still exist, the Jesse Smith Noyes Foundation and the Community Development Venture Capital Alliance, what were they all about? You were involved with them, I believe, in the 90s.
Yeah, well, the Noyes Foundation was, because it's still going strong. When I joined, it was about 50 years old. It was New York, Manhattan real estate money. And it just, by dint of the family members, was very, very progressive. Was kind of consistently ahead of the progressive curve in philanthropy, and that led them to be one of the leading grant makers to sustainable agriculture and sustainable food in the 90s. And we actually decided to invest the assets of the foundation in a way that was consistent with the charitable purpose. So they were way ahead of their most of the philanthropic peers. And Community Development Venture Capital Alliance is a network of small venture funds trying to create jobs in economically distressed regions.
Okay. How do those companies you were involved in the 90s relate to your current business, your current company, Slow Money?
Well, Slow Money is a nonprofit, and it's a natural outgrowth of those activities, which I guess I would summarize it at the risk of trying to make it seem like too straight a line, that foundations are increasingly exploring how to use their investment assets along with their charitable giving as a tool for change, because if you think about the structural problems the economy has, they're never going to be solved, in quotes, by philanthropy. They can be ameliorated a little bit by philanthropy, but the structural problems have to be changed by investing differently. So foundations have, let's say, some arrows in the quiver, but only so far they can go. And Community Development Venture Capital Alliance is constrained in a different way, which I won't get into in the interest of time, but these are each dots, if you will, in a mosaic. And Slow Money, I think, is maybe, at least to my thinking, I can be forgiven for being a little bit zealous about Slow Money, is maybe a slightly larger dot in the same mosaic, meaning we're really shooting at some structural changes. How do we get investors in a given locale to put some of their money directly into small food enterprises in the locale and in the process cross over all the boundaries of philanthropy and social investing and whatnot?
Terrific. Well, thank you. Tell me a couple of surprising things I would learn by reading your book, Inquiries into the Nature of Slow Money, Investing as if Food, Farms, and Fertility Mattered.
Well, there's some poetry in there.
Okay.
That's meaning it's a book about finance, but it has a couple of little poems in there. And that's done to both be playful and provocative, meaning, you know, the age of finance, of 20th century finance, is over. doesn't mean it's not happening anymore, but it means we see that it's no longer sufficient. The idea of just maximizing growth or maximizing consumerism and then hoping we'll have enough philanthropy to clean up the mess, that model might have made sense up until maybe 2000 or 1980 or whatever date you want to pick, or maybe when we first saw the Earth rising over the moon. But at some point in the late 20th century, that model was no longer sufficient. And so one of the ways I get at that is by just not talking the lexicon of finance. We got to talk like citizens, like people, and say, look, you know, there's only so many things you can do if you stay inside the numbers as we've been taught them. We have to kind of get outside that. So I use poetry to do that. And then I guess the other thing would just be soil fertility, just actually thinking about the life in the soil as maybe the ultimate metric or one of the ultimate metrics. It's just something that is so obvious and so fundamental, and yet we just never think about it. And once you get into it a little bit, you find out that everybody from Leonardo da Vinci, you know, to the modern fathers of organics and whatnot, realized that life in the soil is, let's say, almost unfathomable. We know very little about it, and yet our entire existence depends on it.
I am assuming that some of the themes in your book will be the grist for the talk that you're giving to the Telluride community at the library and beyond. Could you just sort of explain some of the themes you're going to be addressing through these talks?
Well, yeah, we've developed something called the Slow Money Principles, which when I wrote the book, of course, the book was kind of a, let's say, a meditation on structural problems. I took a year off from work to write and try to figure out why we weren't all having more impact and what were we really trying to accomplish. And I eventually ended up on this idea of soil fertility. And when you think about that, you get a bunch of, let's say, corollary principles like carrying capacity, diversity, nonviolence, by which I mean, let's say, growing food in a way that does not kill life in the soil.
Right.
So these principles, let's say, care of the commons, sense of place. So all of these principles, soil fertility, carrying capacity, sense of place, are to me the organizing principles of a new economy. And there's now something called the Slow Money Principles, which after the book came out and a kind of a conversation started in public, there was an impulse to organize something, which we're still responding to. And so we distilled what was in the book into a one-page, you know, six principles, which are on our website, slowmoney.org. And those principles are, I mean, I was very, very sweet, very, I was very gratified to see that the group in Telluride wanted to use those principles as an organizing sort of template for the public discussion series. So we'll just loosely use the Slow Money principles. I'm hoping it'll just be a really fun discussion of the principles and how they can apply to efforts to be more sustainable at a community level.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Woody Tash of Slow Money. He's in town this starting Thursday evening, February 2nd, 5:30 at the Wilkinson Public Library in the program room. That launches a series of three different talks. He will be talking on the same program as Michael Brownlee of Transition Colorado. Woody, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome.